I've been covering it since I think it was May 2008 when E.ON was having a landowner meeting just to discuss the project lease agreements with landowners at City Hall. And actually, it was kind of funny because I had never heard of any wind farms coming to Ford County, or I guess Paxton area, prior to that. But the day before E.ON was meeting with landowners, there was another company that had basically held a meeting at the Civic Center in Paxton to talk about another wind farm that was just south of the wind farm that is being built right now. And that company hasn't moved forward with like special use permits or anything like that right now. And I don't know what the status of that project is, but just one day later, after I published a story about that meeting, I found out about this E.ON meeting with landowners and got a hold of their development manager and got a story on that. So that was, about May 2008, and E.ON is now the first company to build a wind farm in Ford County. They broke ground on the project on June 21st, and they already have turbines generating electricity.
Could you give me an idea of how the community responded to this idea in 08 when it was first being discussed?
There was a lot of community interest. There was a lot of people who showed up for that meeting with the other company before the landlord meeting with E.ON. City officials, county officials, school district officials. A lot of people with a vested interest in it because they're going to be receiving the property tax revenue that's going to be coming to the county. There was a lot of interest just from the groups that are going to benefit from this. Some neighboring counties, especially Livingston, a little bit in McLean County, and now Iroquois County. There was a lot of not protesting necessarily, but a lot of people who are either against wind energy or are just wanting to make it more difficult for projects to move forward. And Ford County didn't really see any of that up until maybe the zoning process started. There was a four-hour zoning hearing in, I think it was like November of last year, for this project that's being built right now. Majority of the time it was just taken up by a very vocal minority. And other than that, though, we've had a lot of letters to the editor from those same people. For the majority, I mean, I don't see a lot of people against wind energy around here.
You reported that they're already seeing revenues from turbines. How much of a difference has that been making?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, actually, the Ford County Board, I just wrote a story this week about it, but the Ford County Board has proposed a budget that's only $2,000 in the black. And that includes $250,000 in revenue that was received from building permits for 77 turbines in Ford County. E.ON Pioneer Troll Wind Farm has 94 turbines, and 77 of those are in Ford County. And it actually ended up generating $385,000 total in building permits. $135,000 of that is being kept in this year's budget to help balance the existing fiscal year's budget. And then the rest of that, we're talking, you know, if without that, I mean, the county board chairman told me without that $250,000 that's going into next fiscal year's budget, they would have had to talk about layoffs and all sorts of cuts.
Have you gotten a lot of visits from officials from other counties?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I think it's important for counties to really look into the issues because, I mean, some of them are valid. I mean, you've got to have a good zoning ordinance to have a successful wind farm, I'm sure, because if you don't have these setbacks and proper decommissioning plans, then you're going to have complaints. I mean, a lot of people who are complaining are people who are concerned that, you know, there's going to be a turbine built too close to their house or something like that. And, you know, if you don't have an adequate setback, then that is going to be an issue, and you're going to get complaints. So it's important that the concerns be heard, and it's important that the county look at all that stuff. But the one thing I will say is that Ford County has done what they need to do to advance the project according to their zoning ordinance.